Dreft is milder than ever for them, really kind to hams. New improved Dreft is now delightfully sneeze-free, too. And every package lasts longer, washes one quarter more dishes.
Really, nothing else is quite like it.
I say it's wonderful.
Better ride into town right now and lasso some of that new Dreft.
Try America's favorite brand for dishes. Believe me, you'll love that new Dreft. And now, Joyce Jordan, M.D.
When Dr. Gaylord offered to help me solve the problem of Antonia Andressa, I was aware of a strange reluctance in his manner and his way of speaking. He showed me the x-ray that he'd taken of Andy's broken body. He read over the history of her case with me. It was only after we'd come to our separate conclusions that we settled down to a good talk. But it turned out to be an upsetting talk. Dr. Gaylord surprised and frightened me by an unexpected remark.
There's an old saying, Dr. Jordan, which unfortunately is all too true. When the devil is sick, the devil a saint will be. Has it occurred to you that this saying applies to Antonia Andressa?
No, it hasn't. What a horrible idea, Dr. Gaylord.
Antonia was a very disagreeable woman before she had her accident, Dr. Jordan. She thought of no one but herself. She took pleasure in torturing people. She was vindictive and cruel and self-centered to the nth degree.
Oh, please, please.
Of course, you didn't know her in those days. Well, I did.
No, I didn't know her in those days. I've only known her for a very short while, but Antonia's told me all about herself, Dr. Gaylord. She hasn't made any attempt to spare herself. But she's changed since the accident. She's a different girl. I don't think her goodness is opposed, not by any means. I think she's changed for all time. I don't believe the old, cruel Antonia will ever come back.
But you can't be sure, Dr. Jordan. Give Antonia a sense of power again. Give her the use of her dancing feet. And she may revert to type.
No, I don't agree with you. I can't agree with you. If I felt that you were right...
You've let yourself in for something, Dr. Jordan. You must follow through with the exploration. Naturally, if the exploration proves that Antonia's case is operative, she should have her chance. But perhaps the exploration will prove that Antonia's case is hopeless. For her sake and her husband's sake, I can only hope that you've been chasing rainbows.
Dr. Gaylord... I'm going to take Antonia upstairs in half an hour. But before I do, I must talk this over with her.
I've scared you, haven't I?
You've scared me rather badly. We're to be in operating room C. That's the small one on the corner. I'll give Antonia something so that she won't be nervous.
That's a good idea.
Suppose we say that we'll meet upstairs in the antechamber to room C.
Fine.
Antonia's husband... Bob Clark is in the reception room on the seventh floor. If you'd give him a few minutes of your time... I'm not suggesting a pep talk or anything. Just a friendly word or two.
Certainly, certainly. I haven't had any lunch. I'll have a bite, then I'll have a very short session with young Clark. And then I'll be seeing you.
Come in.
Are you still here, Mr. Clark?
I was just leaving.
Didn't I tell you that your wife must rest for a while before she goes upstairs?
I rest much more comfortably when Bob is with me, Dr. Jordan. I feel safe when he is with me. It is easier to rest when one feels safe.
Well, you can feel safe with me for a change. Run along, Mr. Clark.
You sound like a drill sergeant, Dr. Jordan. Goodbye, Andy, darling, for a little while.
I will be seeing you in about an hour. That is right, is it not, Dr. Jordan?
Oh, make it an hour and a half, just to be sure. Dr. Gaylord's assisting me, Mr. Clark.
Oh, fine. I'd like to see Dr. Gaylord.
Well, he said something about dropping off on the seventh floor to have a word with you.
That's swell. I haven't seen him since the day Andy and I were married. Well, so long again, Andy. Good luck, dearest.
Bob Clark, come back here. Are you embarrassed to kiss me in front of Dr. Jordan?
Embarrassed to kiss you in front of anybody? Oh, that'll be the day, dear. I love you so much.
And I love you. Here goes the most wonderful man in the world, Dr. Jordan. There is no better than Bob. Not on this earth.
I'm inclined to agree with you. Antonia, I sent your husband away for two reasons. First, because I want you to rest and relax.
And second,
because I want to ask you something that's very vital.
You're going to give me my choice. That is it, no? Shall I have this examination or shall I not?
May I talk to you straight from the shoulder?
I would much rather have it that way.
Before I came up here, I had a long session with Dr. Gaylord. We went over your X-ray pictures and your case history. And then he said something that was very disturbing.
I do not doubt it. When I announced my intention of marrying Bob, Dr. Gaylord tried to talk me out of it.
Obviously, he didn't succeed.
The ring on my finger proves that he did not succeed. Dr. Gaylord tried to appeal to my sense of justice, to my finer instincts. I had none at that time.
Why did you ask him to be a witness at your wedding?
It was out of sheer meanness, Dr. Jordan.
Oh?
I knew that he was against the whole idea. It pleased my sense of humor to realize that he was making my marriage legal by being present. But we are getting away from our subject.
Yes, we are. Just a few minutes ago, Dr. Gaylord advanced a theory which scared me.
I almost know what you are going to say before you say it. Go ahead, Dr. Jordan.
Dr. Gaylord feels that your change of behavior...
Call it my change of heart, Dr. Jordan.
Your change of behavior and heart. Well, Antonia, Dr. Gaylord thinks that the change isn't a real one.
No?
He thinks that since your injury, you've been putting on...
An act?
Yes, an act. Dr. Gaylord feels that you've been charming and sweet because it's paid you to be charming and sweet.
So? What else, Dr. Jordan?
This. Dr. Gaylord feels that once you have the use of your legs, you will no longer find it necessary to be pleasant and cooperative
and humble. If I had as many legs as a centipede, I would still be humble in the presence of Bob's goodness.
But,
Dr. Jordan, I was not a different person overnight. After I married Bob, it took me a long while to become adjusted. The meanness and... Well, shall we call it tolerance, fought against each other constantly. I was very ungrateful. I took everything as my just due. I complained, sulked. But Bob's love has changed me, Dr. Jordan. It is as if I had been living in darkness. As if suddenly someone had lighted a candle. As if all at once, it were possible for me to see clearly and think clearly. I thought no one had a good motive. I thought that friendship did not exist. Love did not mean anything to me. And then Bob came along. And we were married. And the branch of suspicion was cut away.
You've seen practically nobody since you've married Bob. You and he have been very much alone.
I have needed no one else.
If I can cure you of the paralysis, your feet will carry you out of the apartment where you live with Bob. They'll carry you beyond the boundaries of his love.
That, Dr. Jordan, is impossible. Bob's love is boundless.
I'm trying to explain something, and I find it very hard. Andy, since your marriage, you've been practically cloistered. When you're able to move about, you'll meet many people, and your defense mechanism will start working.
I suppose so, yes.
Well, that's the point Dr. Gaylord brought up. He said that you'd revert to type the moment you had the use of your legs. He said that the good Andy would go away, that the cruel Andy would come back again.
Well, he is wrong, Dr. Jordan. I have found real happiness since I married Bob, and I will not do anything to blight that happiness. I am a strong woman, Dr. Jordan. I will not allow my feet to carry me in the wrong direction. No matter what happens, when you operate on me, Dr. Jordan, the old Andy will not come back again. She's dead. She cannot be resurrected.
Oh, Andy, I'm so glad to hear you say that. It gives me courage.
Courage? I do not understand.
Hearing you say that the old Andy is dead gives me the courage to do a good job on you.
Well, I'm going to leave you now. You must rest.
I have only a few moments left.
Yes, that's right.
There is one thing you have not spoken of, Dr. Jordan.
Yes?
We have been talking of my immortal soul. But how about my unimmortal body? Bob has not said it, but I know he is thinking it constantly, so am I for that matter. There is a very big chance, is there not, that I may not survive an operation.
Well,
no, do not say anything. Let me live in my fool's paradise as long as I can. If I am going to die, I would rather not know in advance.
Here's another I have to letter from Mrs. Catherine Kennedy of Media, Pennsylvania. And Mrs. Kennedy says,
Sunday dinner is a big event in our house. Naturally, there are plenty of dishes to do afterward. But trying to get one of my 5 children to help with the dishes is next to impossible. They all have to walk off their dinner. They hate to do dishes, and so do I.
Well, if you hate to do dishes, try the new Dreft. It's designed to do dishes faster, easier, better than any soap in the world. In fact, it's been so improved, it now makes more suds, ounce for ounce, in the hardest water than any product known. And wait till you see those suds wash dishes. Get them cleaner than soap ever did. You see, Dreft can't leave any dulling soap film. So even glassware shines without wiping. Grease washes away without scouring. Dreft has a new mildness now, too. It's kinder than ever to your hands. Improved Dreft is also delightfully sneeze-free. And every package now washes 1/4 more dishes. Try America's favorite brand for dishwashing. You'll love that new Dreft. Now, this is Ron Rawson inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., with Gertrude Warner, brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes. It's new, it's improved, it's better than ever. Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.